Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. Can you believe that we've come to the end of yet another week? It's Friday the 20th of December, literally 5 days to Christmas and about 11 days to the end of the year. Who still feels so unreal. Anyway, very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. It is a rather busy day. You know, last week I saw how busy last week was, and I think I convinced myself, especially when looking into these groups on the socials as well, I convinced myself that most people actually went home last week. And those that were filling the malls, like I said yesterday, were probably people who weren't planning to go home. And then I got stuck in traffic. And then I was like, oh, all right. So people are actually going home, but they're waiting for last minute. Anyway, big thanks to Johan and Vusi for holding it together. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's going to be a good show. Starting it on a high note already. You might remember that last week, Friday, on Behind and Beyond Bars with Paula Mahlaba and Smitty, we had an ex-offender by the name of Clinton LaRue who shared his life story. And I must say, I was really, really touched at his honesty as he began his story, you know, about how, you know, it was more of a stable home for him. But obviously, there were those blind spots that the parents missed, you know, as much as the home seemed stable. He said, you know, I went to okay schools, there was nothing much, but there was, he did say that there was also an element or a presence of the substance abuse, which we also discussed this past Wednesday, which does affect children one way or another. And so Clinton LaRue is back with Paula Mahlaba and Smitty this afternoon, you know, to finish off his story. So listen up to this.
A very warm welcome to you, family and friends of Behind and Beyond Bars. This is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi again, and this is the day that the Lord has made, as I always say. We will continue to rejoice and be glad on this day. And just trying to keep the time, you know, most that our time is so limited. We only have got 10 minutes, and I'll just give this second to Mr. Smitty.
Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord.
Amen, amen. And as we had Utlintin last week sharing his story that he is an ex-offender and he is outside now, but he is here to tell his story. And he explained that he was raised very well with mom and dad, Mr. LaRue and Mrs. LaRue. And but things went wrong somehow when he met some friends. Clinton, greet our family of Behind and Beyond Bars and continue.
A good day to the family at large. Paula again, thank you. Smitty again, thank you for the opportunity. So nice seeing you guys again. Yeah,
you're welcome.
So glad we can do this again. Absolutely. Hope that the listeners from this can take as much as what we can possibly give them and equip them with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to just dive immediately into it, you know, I'm sitting here thinking back to where it went wrong, and I'm sure mm-hmm. that's the question that all listeners have now. What yeah. could possibly have gone wrong mm-hmm. if, like we said last week, you had both parents present? Mm-hmm. Well, in my adolescent phase, you know, as youngsters, we tend to experiment. Mm-hmm. And with experimentation, we tend to test the borders. We test mm-hmm. the waters. Mm-hmm. And as I personally tested the waters and the borders, I don't know if you guys recall, I still said last week that mom used to give me a beating.
Yes.
But at a certain point, that beating also was no more enough for me mm. because I got used to it.
Mm.
And because of getting used to certain things, we know what the punishment was. So the severity of what I was doing, given the punishment that would come in return, I knew I could man up to that.
Mm.
So that attitude of adolescence wanting to experiment, and then a very important thing, mixing with the wrong friends.
Mm.
Now, some people might disagree with me when I say there's wrong people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because believe you me, everybody's motives are not aligned or is not what you really think it to be.
Yeah, true.
At that age, in our adolescence and not knowing what it is we want, we go in search of things. I searched with the wrong group of friends. However, being with the wrong group of friends doesn't necessarily mean that they chose for me.
Mm-hmm.
I chose for myself.
Wow.
But under the influence of friends that did not also say to me or reprimand me and say, but what you're doing now, what you're pursuing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the difference when I say people sometimes and their influences in your life, if it's not pure and thorough, they can also mislead you.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton, you're talking about you were seeking something. What was the void in your life? Because we do know with a lot of things, we all sit with emotional emptiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we get up to mischief. Sometimes it's more than just mischief because there was a void that you wanted to fill. What do you see that void in your life?
So I recall actually that I got everything on time.
Mm-hmm.
But the thrill was being with my friends and seeing a smile on their face because I felt more pleasure outside my home than inside. So as much as mom and dad were present and I got everything I needed, were they living according to what my needs and my wants was at the time as a teenager? Hence, I'm saying the thrill I found outside, the reprimand took place within the confines of my home.
Mm.
Now,
can I just there? I don't want to lead you to something,
yeah,
but surely you were looking for recognition.
That's it.
So I asked you earlier about emptiness. Now you're giving me the idea you wanted recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
You're spot on.
Okay. Mm. But tell the listeners, what did you and your friends do for you guys to get into drugs?
Mm-hmm.
So to be the standout, it's not really about the clothing you wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the brands you wear. And this is where people get misled, because the youth wants to be recognized by their peers, not by the elderly folk, but by their peers. Because once we are recognized by them, we are then the ones being pointed the finger to, saying, I want to be like Clint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect the older folk to want to be like me.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it, because we grew up in a community whereby there is an immense amount of youth, thrill seekers, but we wanted to be the standouts.
Yeah.
And when I say standouts, everybody was wearing nice clothing, everybody was going out, everybody was doing things. But the question boiled down to, what were we doing different?
Mm-hmm.
And remember I said pushing the borders? So the next thrill would be probably harm causing to people. By testing the borders, you know, at that age, we're able to drive cars now. We are doing stuff that young people find attractive, I might say. Young people might find as being cool, not knowing that with them comes repercussions and consequence. So for argument's sake, I stole my dad's car one evening.
Okay.
I pleased my friends, but what was the result back home? I never got into an accident, but I still did something I was not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, Smitty, recognition by my friends is what pleased me at the time. It puffed me up.
Mm-hmm.
It gave me that sense of, I belong here.
But there's also another word that we sometimes, sensation seeking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is recognition, and aren't there, but it's that sensation you want to stand out.
Yes.
Okay. Continue with your story. So you started stealing your dad's car.
Yes.
So obviously these things progressed. How did your life progress?
From stealing my dad's car, I now, instead of just spending a couple of hours away from home, started spending weekends away from home. And that's where I started testing the borders now, because I knew if I left on a Friday, returned on a Sunday, it will just be an ordinary beating. With a slipper.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the beating subsided, because as much as my mom could shout and my dad could shout, it started minimizing, and that's where I started taking advantage. I only realized now, when I reflected, how much I started neglecting my very own parents just by trying to please my friends. And to, let me say, stroke my own ego.
So what I want to know now is, what exactly put you behind bars?
Earlier I said that we experimented. And if you guys recall, last week I mentioned my dad was a drinker. Mm-hmm. As much as he worked, and that's the one thing I can acknowledge him for.
Mm-hmm.
He also had his downfalls. But in his downfalls and the character that he modeled to me as a father, mm-hmm. what are the traits that I took on personally as a teenager?
Mm-hmm.
One of them was also trying to experiment with alcohol.
Okay.
And alcohol is one of the things that led to my imprisonment.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my experimentation with it, I was also under the influence when I committed my crime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is very important also to understand is that as much as we can experiment and do things and try to point the finger,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, I'm a firm believer of taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because it took me, first of all, to say, yes, I want to experiment. I want to drink the brandy, the tequila, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The consequence that comes with that is, yes, I did it. And yes, also, whilst I was under the influence, I also took certain decisions.
Mm-hmm. Which were wrong decisions.
Which were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to say what the wrong is, because I'm sure many of the listeners are so mm-hmm. curious to mm-hmm. wanting to find out what the wrong is. The one mistake Paula made is forgetting to mention that this so-called Clinton Leroy, ex-offender, as she said, is actually an ex-offender who served life in prison.
Okay. You know what? Let's do it next week. Let's say you are coming again next week, Clinton.
So I'm welcome to come again?
Yes. Yes. The listeners want to hear.
No, now they want to hear.
So let us just say bye-bye. We'll see you next week.
Next week.
God bless you.
Absolutely. God bless you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.